Bottom of the third from Godby Fields on Parkersburg's south side. The Patriots have a 6-0 lead on McCannon Upshurt in their sectional or their regional tournament opener. McCannon Upshurt is going to make a pitching change here in the third inning. Becca Pastorius will be the new pitcher, replacing Kennedy Marple. Looks like Marple has gone back to play shortstop. I can only see three of the four Buchanan Upshur infielders. I think Braylee Squires, who made the last out, they're still waiting on her. Pastorius replaces the starter Kennedy Marple, who surrendered 6 runs today on 4 hits. Marple hit 2 batters and walked 1. She struck out 4 and didn't walk any, or struck out 4. So 6 runs on 4 hits, a walk, 2 hit batters, and 4 strikeouts for Kennedy Marple. Becca Pastorius on in the third to face Addison Moon, Briley Pickens, and Anna Lynn Winland. Moon struck out swinging in the first. The pitch to her bounces in for ball 1 from Becca Pastorius. Pastorius, a right-hander, has a dark sleeve all the way up that right arm. Pastorius rocks and deals, and Moon swings and drives it into left field toward the corner and reaching up. The ball dropped by McKenna Marsh in the left field corner. She was in foul ground. The ball dropped. It's a foul ball, nothing else. Addison close to hitting a Moon shot. It's a long strike. Marsh did 95% of the work to make that catch. Got over into the right spot. Had a glove on the ball. It just fell out. The 1-2 hit in the air, left field and deep this time. Marsh back at the track of the wall. It's gone. A moonshot for Addison Moon. She belts a home run over the left field fence, and Parkersburg South grows their lead to 7-0 on an Addison Moon dinger here in the third inning. Boy, how many times do you ever see somebody hit that long fly ball into the left field corner and it goes foul and somebody yells out of the crowd or the dugout, hey, straighten it out, and then it never happens? Well, that's exactly what happened there. She hit one into the left field corner, a foul ball, and then got a better bit of contact on that one. And again, you can give an E7 on McKenna Marsh if that ball is caught in left field. Moon is out. Now it's a home run. Here's Briley Pickens. The pitch from Pastorius. Outside for a ball. You can, again, you can give an E7 when it extends in a batter, the error when it extends the at-bat. And that's what I've got on my scorebook. That ball should have been caught. The 1-0 in there for strike 1 to Briley Pickens. The 1-1 bounced in. 2 balls and a strike. Hitters count to Pickens. You can spec a pass, Pastorius. They're shading Pickens well over in the left center field. Christine Fry in center is way over to the left. It's down for ball 3 from Pastorius. 3-1 to Briley Pickens. A ton of room for Pickens in right center field if she can shoot one over second base. The pitch upstairs and in. A 5-pitch walk to Briley Pickens. So Becca Pastorius gave up a solo homer to the first batter she faced, and she walked the second. Here's Anna Lynn Winland. Pitch to Winland. Down and in for a ball, gets away from the catcher, and to second goes Pickens on the wild pitch. And All game shortening rules that are in play in the regular season are also in play in the tournament. Winland squares to bunt, knocks it foul on the third base line. If you looked at some of the scores last night, there were some gnarly-looking scores in West Virginia. I think one game ended 27-0. One game ended 30-0. It was rough for a couple teams. So Pickens at second base, nobody out. Annalyn Winland, the one-strike pitch, it's downstairs, gets away from the catcher and the runner to third, as Brown can't hang on. Two balls and a strike. Mia Archer with a nine-hitter on deck. Zoe Burr, third base, comes up a couple steps ahead of the bag. Winland squares to bunt and misses. It's a called strike. Got away from the catcher, and I think Pickens was late to break from third because she thought that was a foul ball. Winland jabbed to try to get the bunt into play, and I think Pickens thought that was a foul ball instead of a wild pitch. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch to Winland. Ball three gets away. Here comes the runner from third. Pickens scores without a throw. And it's an 8-0 lead for Parkersburg South with a pair of runs here in the third inning. Pickens walked and then got all the way around the bases on three different wild pitches. She tore them all. Here's Annalyn Winland. Base is empty, full count, the pitch. Grounded foul. 8-0 Parkersburg South. Nobody out here in the third. Full count pitch coming to Annalyn Winland. Here's the 3-2. Winland grounds us to shortstop, and it's mishandled out there by Kennedy Marple, the new shortstop. And Winland is safe on the E6. Changes went like this, by the way, for Buchanan Upshur. Marple, who started in the circle, went to short. Braley Squires moved from short to second, and Pastorius came in from second to pitch. So here's Mia Archer with one on and nobody out, and the South lead sitting at 8-0 here in the bottom of the third. Pitch to Archer. She bunts, a foul ball. Parkersburg South getting ready to accelerate to third gear here, leading 8-0. Nobody out, a runner on in the top of the order in the on-deck circle. And Abby Corbin's doubled today. Annie Shelton's doubled twice. South has five hits today, and four of them for extra bases. Archer bunts foul up the first base line. Charity Talbot tried to charge and scoop it in play and tag her, but it went foul before she could get there. 2-2 to Mia Archer. Or no balls and two strikes, I'm sorry. The 0-2 changeup swung on a miss by Archer. It's dropped by the catcher, and Annalyn Winland steals second base. One out, runner at second base for Abby Corbin. Golden opportunity for Parkersburg South here to drive the final stake in, or to at the very least begin that process. Corbin takes a ball low and outside from Pastorius. In softball, any lead of eight or more after five innings shortens the game, or 15 or more after three innings. The pitch from Pastorius. Corbin takes it low for a ball. And this is a South team that's capable here at the top of the order with one out of just reeling this thing off. Winland is second base with one away. Corbin's reached and scored twice. The pitch to her. It hit the other way into right field. Long run for Maddie Nabenshu. Can't get there. It drops in, a foul ball. Corbin picks up the Astro Pop collared bat. Gets ready to go back to work. I was more of an orange push-ups kind of kid, but that's to each his or her own. The pitch to Corbin, a changeup, taken for a ball. Bat is red on the tip, white in the middle, blue from the middle of the barrel down to the handle. Corbin looking for a second hit of the game. The pitch cranked foul wide of third base. Of course, the classic summertime treat is the freeze pop. You know, the ones that you get like in a big string of like a dozen and just buy them by the box for like 40 cents a push pop. I think for a lot of kids, that was their whole summertime nutrition. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Corbin chases one of the dirt. Catcher has to throw to first to complete the strikeout and does. In time for the out. Winland takes third. And I think Corbin bumped into the first baseman Talbot and pushed her face mask up. That didn't feel the greatest. So Corbin strikes out. Here's Annie Shelton with a runner to third base and two outs. The pitch inside for a ball. Shelton's doubled twice and scored twice. She's driven in a pair. South out in front, 8-0. Here in the bottom of the third, the pitch to Annie Shelton is swung on, cranked to shortstop, gloved by Marple, up with it, the throw dropped at first base, and the runner scores. It's 9-0. Excellent play at shortstop by Marple. The throw was on the money, but Talbot dropped it. I'm going to go E3 on that one. That throw was very catchable, and she just dropped it. Winland scores on what should have been the third out. It's 9-0 Parkersburg South. Here's Cheyenne Hayes. The pitch. Hayes hits this one hard to second base. A tumbling grab by Braylee Squires moving to her right. She snags the liner for the third out of the inning. Hayes got a good swing on that one, but lined out to the second baseman. But Addison Moon homers. The Patriots scored two afterwards. And through three innings, they lead it 9-0 over Buchanan Upshur on V96.9.